Does capturing photographs steal your experience? Can a photograph steal your soul? When photography was first invented, some indigenous people were terrified of having their photo taken because they feared that having their photograph taken would steal a part of their soul from them. When they saw their image on that photograph, they thought they'd lost something within themselves to that image. And while this idea may seem slightly ridiculous now, the idea that part of your soul can be taken away from you, perhaps they were actually onto something. What does actually happen when, instead of living in the moment, we capture our lives on our phones, taking endless photographs and videos and posting them on social media? What is the effect of this? Well, I discovered the effect of it for the first time after returning from a safari trip in Africa. I'd been invited by my dad to take photographs for his new side business, which was a safari company. He was a priest and he had a safari company on the side. Strange thing. And the deal was that he'd pay for my trip, and in exchange I'd take photographs that he could use for his brochure. It sounded great to me, so off I went, camera in hand, to the remote wilderness of Botswana, hundreds of miles from the nearest town. We were chased by wild elephants. We were awed by breathtaking, bright red African sunsets. We slept in tents surrounded by lions and hyenas. And snap, 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 I went taking pictures along the way. Giraffe, snap, snap, snap. Pelican, snap, snap, snap. Monkey, snap, snap. Hippo, snap, snap. Impala, snap, snap, snap. Just constantly taking pictures. The camera was always at the ready, capturing the moment after moment after moment. Anything that was wonderful, out came the camera, snap, snap, snap. And it was a wonderful, wild trip, filled with beauty and fun. But it wasn't until I returned back to England and viewed my photos that I actually experienced what I had seen. It was the weirdest thing, and I shot the film on slides. This is back in the day before digital cameras. And slide film, in case you don't know, you can project it onto the wall with a projector. So I got my slides back from the developers, and I closed the blinds, and I started projecting these images onto this big white wall. And as I dimmed the lights and started looking through them, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Whoa, that really is an epic sunset. Oh my God, what an incredible creature. And with each slide, I was at once fascinated by what I was seeing, as if I was seeing it for the first time, and saddened. Because what I realized is I had not been in those moments. From my experience, I had lost the moment because my version of reality at that time was looking through the camera with a little viewfinder, trying to figure out the best lighting and get the right angle. Snap, snap, snap. My experience was not of all those epic scenes. And so while the sky was set ablaze with light, I was fiddling about with my shutter speed and straining to see the light meter through my tiny viewfinder on my camera. And while the elephant chased us away in the Land Rover, I was trying to catch the elephant on film without the shot being blurred. All the most awesome experiences of our trip had vanished into the camera, and all that remained was a two-dimensional approximation, a slack, flat attempt to capture the majesty of the moment. And what's going on around us? When I go hiking, I notice people have phone in hand, taking pictures the whole time. When I go to the beach, I see people, you know, sitting looking at their hands, perhaps scrolling through their news feed instead of enjoying the scene in front of them. We've created a mass culture of taking pictures, capturing videos, trying to capture everything. And yet, what is happening to us? Are we even here? And what about all of these images and videos? When are we going to experience them? So if we're losing the moment right now, and then we intend to do what? Play it back later? Watch it another time? Lose another moment in the now to watch a video of another moment in the past? There is a huge difference between the lived 3D experience where you smell the smells and you feel the wind and the heat and you can look around and experience life and the little picture on the news feed. And so the camera didn't steal my soul, but it did steal precious experiences from my life. And while the myth is that you can capture the moment on these devices, what do you lose by doing it? The more we try and snap, 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 click, click, click to capture the moment, the more the moment runs away from us. We lose the moment and capture a dead, two-dimensional, pale substitute. We miss out on the actual performance and get a second-best, second-hand interpretation from a mechanical device, which is devoid of the multi-dimensional expansiveness that life is. So nowadays, despite living in some of the most epic and most photographed places on Earth, yeah, I've been surrounded with epic beauty. This is a sort of place where people go out of their way to take pictures. People come and shoot film. Just down the road, there was a big company shooting film. I've lived in this most beautiful places on the planet, but I don't take my camera out with me at all. For many years, I have chosen to leave my camera at home when I go out because I want to experience life fully. I want to capture the moment on the only place that really matters, which is inside my heart and mind, inside my soul. I want to live and feel alive. And so I leave my phone at home.